Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Jessica Altman in studio and Allie Breen in quarantine. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chip.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
I'm gonna tie you up.
Feel free to sing along.
I'm gonna tie you up.
Got a feel for it?
Yeah. That sexy little number you're wearing has got you looking mighty fine. Well, I got a different number for you, baby. 69!
I'm going to tie you up.
Mary, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm going to tie you up.
Here you go, Joshie.
I'm going to tie you up.
Tie you up. Tie you up.
I'm going to tie you up.
I'm a little Tom Waits. You want to hear Tom Waits? Yeah.
Duke and his band, they sure sound fine. This is a happy song, ain't one of mine.
Lord have mercy.
I want to tie you up. I want to tie you up.
The sad little hobo gonna tie you up.
I want to tie you up.
The lonely old maid gonna tie you up.
I want to tie you up.
I've been preparing a verse. I'll sing it right here. Actually, I'll come back within a minute. I've got a million things to do.
I want to tie you up.
I'm not really ready.
I want to tie you up.
I'm sorry. Christy, what do we have?
I want to tie you up.
Well, I'll do one. Give one over to me.
Oh,
I want to tie you up.
Tommy's got a verse.
Well, you asked me to do a verse, but I'm afraid I'll have to pass after Josh's remark about cramming an onion in someone's ass.
We're gonna tie you up. I want to tie you up.
I've completely lost focus here.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Behind the glass.
Hello.
It's Jessica Altman.
Just hanging out in my own little...
She's
Jessica.
Got her own room.
Isolation room. It's kind of nice in here. It's really roomy. I recommend this area.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you've got plenty of space. We're trying to keep our social distance, as they say. We're keeping plenty of social distance from comedian Allie Breen. She's in New York City and joins us on the telephone. Hey, Allie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Have you heard our Bert Camford?
Sure you have.
Allie, let me play some music for you. I don't know if this is the kind of music you play when you have a man in your place, but...
Let's hear it.
Maybe mixing a martini, dancing around naked.
Oh, man. This is exactly what I play.
So
good. And then a little hula outfit.
Oh, yeah. A little hula.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm being
open
told.
Open up the fridge, get that little jar of onions.
Well, yeah. Baby, well.
Little teeny onions you put in the drink.
It's like a Swedish massage for your ears, isn't it?
Someone on Twitter is saying that he wrote Swingin' Safari, the original theme song for the Match Game.
Oh, wow.
Huh. Bum,
oh. That does sound theme song.
Yeah, it does sound theme song.
And boy, does it sound like a game show theme.
Yeah, like the dating game.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with more to tell the truth.
And it turns out that
thank you, Jim.
He was had something to do kind of with the Beatles sort of getting discovered.
He was
good-looking guy. Look
he
at this guy.
He was blind in his left eye.
Look at this guy, Christy. Good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's rather intense.
It kind of looks like a...
A bit Bryan Cranston-y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, a more handsome Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say.
Maybe if Robert Wagner and Bryan Cranston had a son.
Love child.
I'd like to know what he was doing in 42, 43.
He was 12 years old.
46.
So probably practicing his drums.
He was in the youth, I can tell you that.
Oh, my God. probably slander. So
Jojo Rabbit.
We take that. Okay, so Allie, now you're in your apartment, no visitors at all?
No visitors. Totally quarantined.
Okay.
Have you been doing any video chats with your family or friends?
Yeah, I tried doing a Zoom chat with my family. Otherwise, just regular FaceTime.
And the Zoom chat's the one where it looks like the beginning of the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we did one of those the other day. That was really confusing.
It is a little confusing, and the sound goes off.
Yeah, I was going to say,
here's an idea. If it's confusing, let's not do it.
Well, I wasn't doing it with you guys. I was doing it with some friends. And
but people who can't work together are doing like Zoom cocktail hours.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work.
You know, absolutely. I've seen some pretty good ones. I've seen some pretty good. There was one of a guy making a martini that was hilarious. dancing around.
Was that a TikTok or was that a Zoom?
Was there music in the background while he was mixing the martini?
Yeah, there was, but it should have been.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, this would be good. Christy, this afternoon, can you...
Christy's with a shake weight.
Yeah. Oh,
you can shake your martini.
Yeah, shaker cocktail.
Christy. Oh, now she's double-handed.
She's double up.
All right.
Oh, the old lady there.
Photoshoppers are busy today.
Well, two guys are happy. Okay.
Yeah.
Two at a time.
Looks like four.
I meant that so innocently.
You're as red as your shirt.
Wow.
Right now.
But anyway, so a little Bert Campert. And once again, he's mentioned.
Music to give handies by.
Once he's.
Perfect time.
He's mentioned in the Bare Naked Ladies song 1 week.
I had no idea.
Which, I mean, that is
chicken,
really obscure.
And the Chinese chicken. That's all I know.
Here, I'll play it for you. Listen carefully, Allie. Listen to this. Are you familiar with this song?
Okay.
You know, do you remember this song from.
Well, play it.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm not going to play it now.
No, Allie, you remember 1 week by Bare Naked Ladies?
Sure. Yeah.
It's kind of a roster of stuff flying by. Here it is.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you.
That's it.
That's the beginning.
That's how it goes. Yeah. And then you get the list of stuff. Here we go.
And hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me by the bus.
Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits.
Yeah, I try to match wits. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
That flies by. What is the original song that did that? Like, was it Life? Yeah,
they do. Life the radio. Is a rock. But the radio rolled me.
Yeah.
Or it was by Reunion.
The words, the words fly by.
Johnny Cash has one like that.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't R.E.M. have one like that?
Sure, it's the end of the world as we know.
Oh, that's a good thank one, you.
Then We Didn't Start the Fire is on the list song.
Yeah, and then.
Oh, that whole song.
Don't you have one like that?
Johnny Cash has one like that.
Do not play We Didn't Start the Fire.
I've been everywhere. Many list songs.
Yeah, everybody. Okay. So, well, Allie, so it's just you there in that New York apartment. Have you been researching dating or anything while you're there?
I mean, not researching dating. I've been doing a little texting. You know, this is the time. Pandemics is when all your exes text you. Mm-hmm. So I've had that happen, and that's about it.
Have you heard this that's going around, Allie, where women are really starting to become real attracted to the alpha males that they overlooked before for the skinny jean guy? Because they can take care of them.
They need protection.
Yep, during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, Allie, do you watch porn?
Occasionally.
All right. Yeah, you didn't want to answer that, did you?
I haven't.
I don't think most women do.
Want to answer it or watch it?
Sometimes I think, but not. Well, also, I think guys are kind of addicted. I think a guy will watch it every day. For a girl, I don't know, once a week maybe.
Pornhub apparently has changed the name on their website to Stay Home Hub. If you go there, the banner now says Stay Home Hub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And we had a news story this morning. Apparently, the Pornhub website is now free.
Yes, the premium side of things. Yes,
for 30 free. Days.
And again, my question, if it's regularly free, how do they make it? What do they have, an extra orifice? What?
Point of entry, yeah, there's extra.
No, because it's not. Normally, you get like a preview for free. I think they're doing the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially the bang part.
Do you even care what you say anymore?
No. Well, Allie, it's our mission to help
I think in China they're restricted from porn too. So those poor people under quarantine had nothing.
Whoa.
Well, and did you also see that the divorce rates are skyrocketing amid quarantine?
How can they really measure that though? Because no one can go to court.
I don't know. According to this, top matrimonial attorneys are experiencing a 50% rise in inquiries from potential clients. This is according to the New York Post.
It's probably essential.
Isn't it
that's
easier just to get
work?
The...
You can leave to go get divorced.
It's just easier to get the virus, isn't it? That's what I am. Yeah, I think I'd be out.
Allie, if you just joined us,
I'd be out licking the subway.
That would be considered the seventh swing and a miss for Josh today. Because ordinarily, he's hit a couple of home runs today, but man, he's really going for the fences and repeatedly just whiffing.
I don't know.
But really, I appreciate you.
Really T-bowing it up.
Home run just a few minutes ago.
I thought that was spot on, Josh.
Thank you.
But I think this is real apropos for her because a lot of this is in Manhattan where people are in small spaces.
Yeah.
And cannot get away from
each
other.
Okay, well.
Right. This is the time where instead of wishing I had a man, I think I'm very grateful I don't have a man.
Yeah.
I would not want to be cooped up.
Wait a second. Alsman just threw in.
I agree. Like, what if you're next to this loud eater and you can't get away from him? You're like, I hate mouth noises, kind of.
Like Donnie. Okay.
We have space in our house, thankfully. So.
Is your man a mouth eater?
He eats with his mouth.
Yes.
What else do you eat with?
Lay on the food and let osmosis take over.
I don't know.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't understand.
What
the
hell is.
Does he make a lot of noises when he eats?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
You're back in the way.
You can't backtrack.
I'm just saying, if you're in a closed space like some of these apartments in New York, I'm sorry.
Well, let me ask you this. Does he make a lot of noises when he eats?
Really, really.
Waiting for our first letter from Allie.
I've been told that I grunt a lot.
When you eat? Those,
no, when I'm like doing anything. Like,
You're a grunt. You're sitting down, getting up.
Having sex, you're a grunter?
No, well.
I make noise when I get up.
You know, stand up.
Gotcha.
Do the old man noise. You know?
Yeah, wallets on the chiffonier there, chocolate.
You know that person that's eating, though, and the whole time they're like, and you're like what?
Tom's a loud
just
eater.
Just mouth open.
Tommy's
open
like he's in prison.
He's a fast eater.
Tom is a fast, loud
Here's
eater.
Here's Tom eating.
I'm out of prison.
You got 10 minutes.
Hey, look, these are short breaks. Allie, I think we probably only have time for one quick letter.
Oh.
Have you got a good one for us?
Yeah. Dear Allie, I just started dating a girl who's in a long-distance open relationship. She's been with her boyfriend for 8 years, but claims that they break up all the time. I really like her, but is it silly for me to hang on thinking it might be different with me and maybe we could one day be monogamous?
Yes. No. That's stupid.
It's probably a little silly to think that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
It's okay. I mean.
But if that's,
Yeah, if you just want to have fun.
Sure.
A long-distance open relationship is barely even
a relationship.
That's just like you know somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. We're also just getting one side of this. I'd like to hear what the guy has to say. She said, what? In an open relationship?
I thought we were engaged. What's happening?
Yeah. 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long
time. Okay, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. He has a shot, I think. If he's actually around, like she'll probably drop the other dude.
No.
Nope.
She's hanging on to him for some reason.
Because there's nobody good enough to occupy the space.
Can't find a better man.
Well, let's just do one more letter and see if we can actually help someone.
Dear Allie, I just got serious with a guy I met on Tinder. He has a female roommate who he used to hook up with, and now he says they're strictly platonic.
Nope.
I met her the other day and she was overly nice to me, but I don't trust her at all. Since we just got serious, is it too early to tell him he needs to go get a new roommate?
Oh my gosh, yes. But I think this is doomed. I give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
But you're so you're so worried about this that it's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And also under current conditions.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And insisting she move out, that's a big commitment on his part to change his living arrangement.
Yeah, you might want to do a quarantine update.
yeah.
And if he answers the phone, Suckathon 2020.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there's your answer.
Yeah. Sorry.
At last, a sensible answer.
Okay, there we go. Okay, we could do one more, Allie. What do you got?
Sure. Dear Allie, I met a woman on OkCupid who I'm getting pretty serious with. As a single guy, I would go to dominatrixes and get humiliated by webcam girls.
Okay.
I want to have a serious relationship, but I don't want to give up that part of my life. Is it okay to do this and keep that hidden since it's totally unemotional?
This is a Josh question.
I think the ideal situation would be for you to find a woman who is totally cool with this and, in fact, insists on it, likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Either she can dominate you or she can allow you to go see. And there are women out there. You'll have to bring this up at some point. And if she's not into it, you're going to have to move on.
Wow. But do guys, you think, want the girl they date to also be their dominatrix? Or you think they want them to be
I bet it varies.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be really weird.
It is. You know, it's weird to us because we're not into it.
Right.
Where are we going for dinner tonight? You name your favorite place, all of a sudden she starts beating you up over it.
Therapeutic for a relationship,
I just
though.
I wanted to talk out for a line. I can calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh knows all about this because didn't you date a woman that her side gig was she was a...
An online dominatrix. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is all very weird to me.
Yeah.
Well, especially the online part. You would think someone would want... I mean, online has such a big barrier from in person.
Oh, they loved it. These guys would send her so much money and gifts. It was their thing. What?
So how did
and
this
she
work?
Didn't even have to touch them.
Nope. She just abused them online.
God.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And it was like FaceTime or written out?
Mostly written out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with that.
I know. Aren't you glad that's not
we all have something, but... You know,
yeah, she would do that.
You don't want to be the guy that wakes up and goes, "Well, got to find a horse today to make love to."
And exactly,
a dolphin.
You know, because it is out.
I got to fix that flat on my trailer.
Allie, you can reach Allie for love advice. It's Allibreen.
Perfect.
And Allie will be back on stage soon. We hope.
We hope. Yeah.
But
this is probably a good time to sit down and write Allie a letter. Maybe we can help you. I'm not sure if we were in much help today, but Josh, you seemed rather reasonable today. That was very good.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
We do a lot of
Josh
good.
Has given up comedy for today. It's primarily just facts and setups.
A lot of exposition.
Yeah. Wry comments, really.
Best of luck, Allie. Can you even go out for walks?
Yeah, so far as I know, we're allowed to go out for walks right now. People can walk their dogs. You can go to the supermarket. You just can't congregate in groups.
Okay.
Well, be very careful. It's scary there.
Yeah.
Get some fresh air.
No, yeah, take care of yourself.
Okay. And is there any takeout food in New York City?
Oh, yeah. Everything's gone takeout. Oh, did you guys see in Portland some strip clubs started a takeout service?
Oh, yeah.
We did, yeah.
Did you see that the Boober Eats? I'm waiting for that to happen in New York.
Yep, we saw that.
All right.
Yeah,
because everyone's still open doing takeout. I mean, not everybody, but probably one third of the restaurants are open doing takeout.
Yeah, so. I saw the one woman, and she was bringing a pizza, and then she took that little table out, that little table-like device that keeps the top of the pizza from, and then she danced on the table briefly.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
She was fairly petite, but it was...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.